A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars: Fate of the Jedi, Apocalypse, by Troy Denning. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Chapter 1. The Starliner swung into orbit around the planet Coruscant, and beyond the observation bubble appeared the glittering expanse of a billion golden lights. Through 1,000 centuries of strife, those lights had continued to shine. Nothing had dimmed their brilliance. Not the Rakatan enslavement, not the tyranny of the Empire, not the chaos of civil war. And they continued to shine now, in this new age of creeping shadow, when enemy imposters ruled the Galactic Alliance, and Sith Lords slept in the Jedi Temple itself. But all those gleaming lights made Jaina Solo wonder whether Coruscant's trillion residents actually cared who won the coming war, whether it mattered that they were living under Sith rule, so long as those billion lights continued to shine. The answer came to her almost instantly, in the form of a dark tinge in the Force that could only mean Sith.
The shuttle for Kashyyyk now leaving.
Jaina shifted her gaze to the interior of the Starliner, where a teeming mass of passengers hung floating in their transit harnesses, tethered to the walls of the Econo-class hold. Floating down the central access aisle was a Coruscanti immigration inspector, his zero-G motility pack emitting small hisses as he twirled in slow-motion cartwheels, demanding identichips and 10-credit expediting fees. Behind him followed a pair of Bothan escorts, their snouts wrinkling in disdain each time their superior solicited another bribe. Jaina would have liked to believe the inspector was merely a greedy Sith saber trying to line his pockets, but she knew better. Bastara Kai, newly defected from the lost tribe of Sith, had warned the assault teams to take nothing for granted. In her briefings, Bastara had emphasized that the Sith were not stupid. After insinuating themselves in the Galactic Alliance Senate, they would have moved quickly to take control of the Coruscanti Immigration Service and other key bureaucracies. They would expect the Jedi to be coming, and they'd be on the lookout for infiltrators. And petty extortion was an ideal cover for someone trying to identify enemy agents.